Thank you for calling customer service, Bernie. That's speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. How do I get my number removed from this list?
I don't know, ma'am. I'm a call center that just received the transactions and stuff. The only reason your name is on this list, well, not say a list, but the only reason you have a number to call us is because you made a transaction.
Yeah, but they want me to make a survey, do a survey thing. And every 5 minutes, they keep saying stuff to do a survey. I don't want to do a survey.
It should be somewhere to opt out of that, like at the end
it's
of the survey.
It's not. Nowadays, they get around it.
Well, at the end of the survey, because really you can't really send, unless it's a way to opt out of it.
Yeah,
you
can't
send it.
I can't do that no survey. I can't do it.
Ma'am?
Yes.
What'd you say?
I said I can't sit there that long and do no survey. I can't do it.
Well, I don't see the surveys. I only see it after the transaction has been done.
Yeah, because it says I want an iPad, but you got to do the survey.
No, it's not you.
Exactly.
You want an entry to win the iPad.
Exactly, and I don't want to do it because I got to take a survey just to go do all that. I'm not doing it. I just want to stop sending it to my phone.
Well, I don't send them out, so I have no. That's not my call on that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just. I don't know how. I'm in a call center. I'm a third party call center. So we receive the calls after transactions have been made. So
I'm saying that, but the only reason I'm calling you is because when you hit the button, it says for me to opt out, it doesn't pop up. It says take a survey button, and then I take it, push that to say I agree to take the survey to find the opt out button, but it's not there. And so I got to your number. That's the only thing at the bottom of the screen.
I really don't know, ma'am. Unless you can tell me your zip code, you have an account with us, and
exactly. I don't know about an account because I don't know about anything.
You don't know what now?
I thought I wouldn't know if I let me give you my phone number because I ordered something.
What's your zip code?
19138.
Hold on. And what's your name, ma'am?
Lisa Duncan.
What's her name again?
Lisa Duncan.
Are you saying Duncan?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's coming up. Lisa Dawkins.
Lisa Crabb. Crabbe.
Mm-hmm. And what? Okay, you say your zip code is 19138?
Yeah.
And pull it up by name. LISA?
Mm-hmm.
And then CRAB?
CRABBE.
I'm sorry, CRA what?
B as in boy, E as in elephant.
No, didn't come. What was the other name you gave me, Lisa? What was the?
D-U-N-C-A-N.
D-U-S?
N.
Uh-huh.
C-A-N.
No.
Exactly. Every so often, I get these random numbers saying one iPad.
What did you enter? What card number you? Credit card number you? Last four digits of the card you used to do that entry.
I didn't do no entry.
You didn't have to pay a dollar or two or something. Had to.
Nope.
I don't know.
I'll just be trying to get it off my phone, but they keep coming back.
Because we don't send those messages out from here.
Like, if I order something from Walmart or something, then they'll send me a service. I don't want the service. I don't need no iPad. I don't need none of that stuff. I'm not entering nothing. But I can't find no way to opt out. Okay, but thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a good evening.